It's 8 o'clock. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks begins right fucking now.
Internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my good friend, the albino alligator, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hey, before we get into anything, you want to just go ahead and address the elephant in the room? If you were one of the lucky ones to have ordered a popcorn bitch candle from Chuck Wagon Candle Company, those should be arriving at your doorstep at any moment.
I think it's weird that Brian got his before everybody else.
Yeah, and he's all the way on that other coast.
I think there's some in Michigan. I mean, I was expecting one, Travis. I'm getting one, right?
I mean,
Brian's all the way in California. Travis, why is he getting his first?
I don't know. Maybe he's priority. Did he order two? Is that why?
He did. Yeah, maybe that bumped him up to like a faster shipping service.
That could have.
Yeah, guys,
that's priority orders.
We got a jam-packed Christmas extravaganza for you. Coming up after the break, we're going to be talking to a gentleman named Travis Irvine, double Travis tonight. He has a film coming out. Well, coming out. It's out. It's been out, actually been out since August, Travis. It was in theaters. It was the number one comedy in America at the box office, primarily because it was the only comedy in America at the box office. The movie is called Killer Raccoons 2 Dark Christmas in the Dark. I saw the film, Travis. It's a bunch of raccoons. They hijack a train. They have little machine guns glued to their hands, Travis. It's art. It's amazing.
Perfect.
If you haven't seen it, guys, it's a Christmas movie. If you happen to hear this after Christmas, which I plan to release it before Christmas, but if you get to it late, just watch it anyway. The Christmas stuff, there's quite a bit of it, but it doesn't matter. Like it's
but hey, a lot of people, once Christmas is finally departed, are nostalgic for the Christmas season. So
man, wasn't that Christmas great? We should watch some more Christmas
stuff. Get together
with
your family.
Yeah, it's raccoons hijacking a train, guys. Watch the movie. So, Travis, last week I pulled the Tom Cruise clip because it had just happened when.
Oh yeah.
And I wanted to talk about the Tom Cruise clip, but then I forgot about it. We had too many other things to do, Travis. It was a busy show.
Yeah, now it's been burned through news cycle after news cycle, and now it's been overshadowed by the fact that he's supposedly dating Agent Peggy Carter from the MCU, Haley Atwell.
Tom Cruise is?
Yeah, apparently.
Now, Travis, everyone's heard the clip. I have the clip. I could play the clip. Everybody's heard it. Who gives a shit, right?
Yeah, right.
But Travis,
George Clooney defended him, and then he freaked out again, and more people quit. I don't know.
It's fake. It's a publicity stunt. You haven't heard the Tom Cruise clip?
No, I didn't bother with it.
Travis, this clip, it's fake, Travis. There's no way that this got out without him knowing it got out. Travis,
the Christian Bale stuff did.
Yeah, but that's Christian Bale. This is fucking Tom Cruise.
Are you saying because he's a Scientologist, he's got eyes and ears everywhere?
They'd fucking sue, right? They sue everybody for everything. See, you haven't heard it. See, now I got to play the fucking clip, Travis, because you haven't heard it.
But I don't need to.
We are the gold standard. You're back there in Hollywood making movies right now because of us.
He's acting, Travis. Can't you tell?
Because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance companies. Producers.
Show me the money.
And they're looking at us and using us to make their movie.
I want the truth, right? He's acting.
I don't ever want to see it again.
Travis, he's acting.
You can't really call your crew members motherfuckers, though. That's typically frowned upon.
It's not. And you know what? We're all starting it by saying, oh, they're filming Mission Impossible 7. You liked 6, right? Well, they're making 7. Go see it.
Yeah, but they don't need any publicity. Everybody's going to see Mission Impossible 7. Everybody saw 5 and 6.
Charles, we're building hype is what we're doing. Because in a couple of months, we can play these clips again. And say, look at how passionate Tom still is about all of this. You'd think by Mission Impossible 7, he wouldn't give a shit anymore. He'd just show up, do his green screen thing. But no, Tom Cruise fucking means it.
You know, he's probably a decent guy. I've heard by all reports that he's a decent guy. But he also seems like he'd be very controlling. And you know, I don't want to liken it to a Nazi because that's the wrong thing to say. But I mean, you know. Probably on set. It's probably his set. And if it's not exactly how he wants it, he probably loses his goddamn mind because he's one of those. I was thinking about this the other day when I saw a preview. I think Ariana Grande has like a Netflix special or something. And I was watching this and I'm like, that's not a real person anymore. Like that. She used to be a real person. But at this point in her life and her celebrity, she's no longer a real person. And Tom Cruise has not been a real person for like 40 years. Like that guy is like so beyond what a regular person is and expects out of life that that guy probably loses his mind when things aren't exactly how he wants them.
I think I'm right though.
All right. You can feel like that.
Now, Travis, this is the holiday extravaganza. We were planning on playing a very special game to end the year on a right note, right? What we were going to do is we were going to put things in Drunk's mouth. We lined up to have Mandy Weaver join us after we talked to Travis Irvine to play really everyone's favorite game that we play. We were going to put things in Drunk's mouth. We're going to blindfold him. He was going to guess what the things are.
Yeah, but he is MIA.
Yeah, and that's weird, right? Because
he was saying, see you in a little bit.
Yeah, he said, hey, get me out. I made a cheesecake. I made a cheesecake, Travis. And nice. My wife, she said, ooh, this is really good cheesecake. And like, I was kind of proud because I don't know if you know that my secret culinary life, Travis, but it's been a bumpy road. I'm not good at cooking things. And so when my wife said that this wasn't a big piece of shit, I felt a lot of pride, Travis. I was posting pictures of my special cheesecake on the Snapchat. And Drunk said, I want to try this cheesecake that you made. And I said, well, I'm going to give you a piece when you come over. I've been sitting here looking at it now for 45 minutes, Travis. And he has not showed up to eat it. So what happens now, Travis, is he's going to show up and we're going to be doing an internet radio program. And he's going to be eating cheesecake on the mic? Nobody wants to hear that on the Christmas special.
No. And he can't put shit in his mouth when he's already got a mouthful of cheesecake.
A while back, my 9-year-old niece told me that she wanted to play that Words with Friends. Did you play Words with Friends? It's basically just Zynga Scrabble.
No, never got into it.
Okay, so I had Words with Friends back in the day, used to play with people, deleted it after a while, didn't give a fuck about Words with Friends anymore. But if she wanted to play, I was like, fuck it, I'll download it again, I'll play with her. So when you play Words with Friends, other people can just challenge you. I guess like there's an algorithm. And they just show up and play. So I'm getting these challenges, and like, you know, if I deny the challenge, then I lose, and I don't want to lose. So I have all these Words with Friends games with fucking randos that I don't give
a fuck. Is that how that works? If randos challenge you and you don't accept their challenge, that's a loss on
your record? Yeah, I lose. I don't want to lose, Travis. I'm a winner. But these fucking no-life weirdos, Travis, it's never not my turn. Because, like, if I'm playing three people, by the time I've played the third person, the other two people have already played me back again. Because, like, they're just sitting there fucking waiting for me.
You've gotten yourself into a vicious circle, my friend. You should have left that off your phone.
And then the goddamn Words with Friends thing has the little red circle with the number in it to tell me that I have X amount of games open. And I fucking hate that, Travis. My life now is Words with Friends.
Have you played even one match against your 9-year-old niece?
No, see, she borrows her mom's phone. And she starts a game and she'll play back once or twice. And then like her mom wants to use her mom's phone. So then she eventually just forfeits because like she only gets to play once every 3 weeks and she'll play like twice. And then that's an easy win, Travis. So it's stupid. I just need to delete the app, right?
Yeah, get rid of the app. Tell her if that's how often she wants to play Words with Friends, tell her to like send you. You guys can play it by mail or some shit.
Just mail her a word,
right? And wait, and then she can mail you a word, and you can go back and forth like that. But you also be stimulating the economy because of all of the postage that you'd be purchasing.
That's good. That's what they tell you to do, Travis. You need to go buy stamps to support the
post. Buy some stamps. Yeah, it's like when we used to buy war bonds. Now we just got to buy stamps.
Oh, Travis, guess who just got here?
20 minutes late. 20 minutes late. Thanks for showing up.
It's really more than 20 minutes, Travis, because...
Well, true.
I mean, if you think about it.
And I have been thinking about it.
But you know what? It's the holiday season.
Forgive and forget.
Let's not be grumpy, Travis. Let's just ask Drunk if he has any big plans for the holidays. Oh God.
You beat up that mic a little more quick.
Oh, he made it. It's tangled. I think he made it worse. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, go that way. Oh, no. I think he's got it, Travis.
Nope. Not yet.
I think he's got it. Drunk. It's a very special night. It's our Christmas extravaganza. We're going to be talking to Travis Irvine in a little bit. He made a movie about train hijacking raccoons. And then Mandy's going to join us to play a very special game.
Sweet.
So, Travis, I think what we should do, we should take a break. We should allow Drunk to eat his cheesecake, right?
Let him eat his cheesecake, settle in.
Settle in, Drunk, and we'll regroup. We'll be back in mere moments.
Hey, what it is, man, it's your boy T-Pain, and this is WFOD!
A top-secret raccoon-operated laser satellite with nuclear capabilities. A team of domestic terrorists hell-bent on revenge. An undetectable moving headquarters held hostage.
Welcome aboard the Holiday Express, or as I like to call it, Raccoon Railways.
There's only one problem.
Smallwood! The name sounds familiar.
The Virgin from Raccoon Creek Campground is back.
They're raccoons, and they're smart ones.
Hold on, man. How do you know that?
Story of my life.
This Christmas, you can roast some chestnuts.
I never want to see another raccoon again.
You can leave cookies out for Santa.
Ho, ho, holy!
But don't feed the raccoons.
Just the beginning.
Killer Raccoons 2. Dark Christmas in the Dark.
Looks like I've bitten off more than I can chew.
Live. Online and on your smartphone.
Strangelabel.com.
Hi, folks. Merry Christmas from the Furnacast. I'm Dan.
I'm Mandy.
Curled up in front of the fire with a warm glass of nog.
Me too.
Eggnog. No, you're not.
A separate fire. You're not. In a different house.
Yeah, you stay the fuck
my
away
house.
From my fire. Merry
well, I can't
Christmas,
drink eggnog.
Folks.
Schools. Out. What the fuck?
Making sandwiches before your eyes.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Raccoon City, bitch. Raccoon City, bitch. Raccoon City, bitch. Bandit on the street. Raccoon City, bitch. Raccoon City, bitch. Get your gun, cause that ain't no kitty, bitch. Time to eat rabies, trains infested. Try to pull up, you don't know who you fucking with. With my other stash, fucking with my other stash. Trash pandas smell better than misogynist. Call me pretty, yeah, I'm pretty vicious. Should've put game on your wish list. Tell me to smile like it's done in transit. You look broken down, need some roadside assistance. Even Santa's on my dick. Boy, you know what it is. Raccoon City, bitch. 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 1029.
Guys, welcome back. Our guest tonight is a former gubernatorial candidate, stand-up comedian, and filmmaker. A rare triple threat there. His latest, a holiday movie, is called Killer Raccoons 2, Dark Christmas in the Dark. It's available now on Amazon Prime. The great Travis Irvine is on the program. I'm Mike. My co-host's name is also Travis. So
also Travis.
Whoa! Multiple Travises.
Two Travis, one Skype.
Hey, I've seen that video. No, look, all Travises are made equal in the eyes of the great Travis in the sky. So
that's true. I completely agree.
Yes, absolutely.
There's not tons of us, which makes us very special. So
it's a brotherhood. Absolutely.
Agreed.
I do that with left-handed people. Like when I see left-handed people, I'm like, hey, me too. Okay.
But I feel like there's a lot more left-handed people than there are Travises.
But I mean, I don't really have a brotherhood towards Mike's. There's too many of us. It would.
It's too many. And if you ever find a left-handed Travis, now that.
Holy that's shit.
That's a rarity.
Illuminati. That's Illuminati mm-hmm. right there.
You scoop that one up real quick.
Yeah, that guy's a catch.
Jarvis, I watched your movie. I enjoyed it a lot. I was worried that I needed to see the first one to understand the second one, but I feel like I caught up. I figured it out.
Yeah, well, we tried to do it all good. Sequels from the 90s, especially action sequels. You know, they're so good at re-explaining the plot of the first movie over and over again the first 20 minutes. And I was like, well, I guess we have to do that too. So, yeah, that a lot of people ask, do you have to see the first movie? And I really don't think you have to. And frankly, a lot of people probably shouldn't.
I guess I can't tell you if the first one adds anything to it because I haven't seen it. Did a lot of people see the first movie?
The first movie is a trauma movie. It was a movie I made with my comedy friends in college, and we were fortunate enough to be in that elite group of filmmakers who don't know what they're doing to get distribution from trauma, specifically on our first feature that we made in college. I mean, honestly, Trey Parker, Matt Stone, they did Cannibal the Musical. They did that in college, and that's a trauma movie. So we just kind of fit into that vein of kind of schlocky trauma humor. So the first movie is available exclusively from trauma.
Oh, it's on their streaming service?
Yeah, they're trauma now. It was on Amazon Prime, but Amazon Prime purged a lot of the non-HD content this year. While Jeff Bezos was getting richer and richer, they were kicking off multiple indie filmmakers' content off of Amazon Prime if you weren't HD. In fact, my short documentary, American Mayor, also kicked off of Amazon Prime this summer. And I think trauma, specifically our movie, got wrecked by that. But so it is still available. There's some DVDs floating out there. There's some not safe for work YouTube ripped channels, you know, pirated movies on YouTube. But as of now, Troma's YouTube channel has been taken down, deplatformed. Their Amazon content has been cleaned of non-HD material. And so the only place where my first Killer Raccoon movie exists is Troma Now streaming on Vimeo.
So I think that by default makes it like a cult thing, right?
Uncle Lloyd has got to be pissed that all these movies that are branded are being jerked off the services.
He was furious. I mean, I think a lot of people were. I mean, in fact, some of my interns from Ohio University who worked on Killer Raccoons 2 had seen the first movie. And because they were a fan of that, that's what got them to, you know, show up on the set of Killer Raccoons 2 every day. So, yeah, Lloyd was furious. And, you know, it's kind of the way it's going right now. YouTube and Amazon, those are two very rich corporations, and deplatforming is a big thing. I'm more bummed about Amazon because everyone's got Amazon Prime on their TVs. It's a great way for indie filmmakers to get eyeballs on content. And, you know, in our case, the first movie we shot in 2005 on Mini HD. Mini HD was the hot technology.
Oh, yeah. I remember Mini HD. Yep. Absolutely. That DV camera.
I think I had HD8, Travis. Is that the same thing? I might even be wrong.
No, you had high 8.
Oh, high 8. Yeah, that's nothing now, right?
I think we used the DVX100A. It was a hot Panasonic camera, and the idea was if you got a specific anamorphic lens or some, I don't know, you know, that is the DP's job. you can make it look really good. And at the time, people said it looked like we spent $60,000 to $100,000 on our movie. And we had only spent $5,000. It was a $5,000 college movie and picked up by Troma. That is where it exists today, is with Troma. And thanks to Troma, it became a, you know, something of a cult hit. But we always knew if we ever made a sequel, it would have to be a almost scene for scene, shot by shot parody of Under Siege 2: Dark Territory, and that's how we got to where we are now.
Travis, like, how was it? How did it come about working with Troma? Like, you know, you name dropped a couple of filmmakers who got their start at Troma. I know a couple more. James Gunn, Guardians of the Galaxy, he actually wrote and pretty much directed Romeo and Juliet. Joe Lynch, who directed Everly and Mayhem, he actually was Toxie in, I think, Toxic Avenger 4. So a lot of people get their start from Troma. How did you guys made the movie, and how did Troma decide? Did you submit it to Troma for distribution?
Well, you know, this was back in the old days, again, 2005. So what we did was basically we finished the movie in college. We finished it 15 years ago. Actually, this is the 15th anniversary of Coons Night of the Bandits of the Night. I haven't said the name of the movie yet strategically, but we do have to acknowledge it's got a dumber title. Lloyd begged us to change the title to Killer Raccoons. And in 2005, our little high college minds were like, yeah, Coons means raccoons. And that's how it's basically been a 15-year Forrest Gump moment. So we did end up having to change the name. I lost track of the original question. I forgot I had to drop the bombshell, the name of the first movie.
No, did you submit it for distribution to Troma? Did they,
see
it somewhere? Or
so 2005, you know, simpler time. We got a local theater to show the premiere, and the theater owner, who we actually knew, came in, and it was a packed theater, and everyone loved the movie. You know, it was 2005, simpler times. People stood up and cheered, and again, you know, people saw this $5,000 movie. They thought it looked like 60 to 100. So this local theater owner actually gave us a run, and we got a bunch of local press. And this was my senior year at Ohio University. So, you know, back in the old days, what do? I looked up Troma Entertainment's headquarters. I don't even know if I used Internet Explorer or what we even used back in 2005, 2006.
You had one of those AOL free trial discs.
Yes. Yeah, I had to load it up and then get onto Napster .askjeeves.bing.com, I believe is what I got on. So I found their headquarters, and I just literally walked in with a manila envelope of the DVD and
you
a bunch
up,
of
– You actually showed up at Troma with your movie?
Yeah, with the DVD and all the newspaper clippings. And I was like, hey, my friends tell me that this would be a perfect movie for you guys. Let me know what you think. And in 2 weeks, we got a call back saying that Lloyd was apparently laughing so hard his wife had to come in and see what he was watching, and they would love to distribute the movie.
In 2005, who do you hand off a motion picture to at Troma Entertainment? Just like somebody sitting at a desk somewhere, you say, hey, I'm a guy, I made a movie, here you go.
Yeah, the same 20-something foreign, disheveled-looking intern that Lloyd has always had.
He's probably still there.
Is the answer to that question.
We can't pay you, but we can give you a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. That person.
So much experience. And actually, it highlights to your original question, that's the cool thing about Troma, right? You can go from a college kid who doesn't know what he or she is doing and take it to at least to an indie filmmaker, at least a cult-level filmmaker level. And so kudos to Troma. And kudos to all the young people who managed to even get in that door, as weird of a door as it may be.
So were you were obviously a Troma fan before for you to go look them up? Because I know that I went through a pretty exclusive Troma period where I was looking for anything that Troma was putting out, down to, I think there was like a Clerks knockoff that was about vampires, and I can't recall what the name was, but I mean, I was watching anything that Troma was putting out probably in the early 2000s, late 90s. So you obviously were a fan, right?
That is actually not true. I had not heard of Troma until college, when I already had the idea for the Killer Raccoon movie. But here's the thing. It's kind of synchronicity. The movie that I saw that made me even think of the Killer Raccoon movie, the whole idea, was the remake of Dawn of the Dead, 2004. Zack Snyder. You know, they had a Richard Cheese song in there. And I saw that with my college comedy troupe. And it was literally, I'd never seen a movie like that before. And it was that night we were camping and raccoons were attacking. I don't want to say attacking, but they were getting into the camp's food. But they were like strategic about it. And they were calling to each other from one side of the camp to the other. And I was extremely hopped up on a specific substance the kids call grass. And I looked at my buddy and I said, has anyone ever made a movie about killer raccoons? And again, this is like 2004 when I thought of it. No smartphones, right? So I had to wait till I get back on my desktop on Internet Explorer, Ask Jeeves. And I looked up, you know, killer raccoon movies, and no one had ever made one. So
you really filled like a niche market that needed to be filled.
Right. Well, exactly. It's kind of like killer sharks, you know, it could completely explode. I don't know. You know, I hope everyone's open to the idea of making more raccoon themed movies. And if not, you're right. I am happy to continue to fill that void. But no, I did not hear about Troma until I literally had the Killer Raccoon movie in my head. And I was explaining to one of my I was a resident assistant, an RA in the dorms, real cool guy. And and one of my residents, I was telling him about the movie, and he's like, oh, that sounds like a Troma movie. You should check them out. Trey Parker, Matt Stone's first college movie, and so on and so on. And then he loaned me the Cannibal DVD. And from there, that's when I had my Troma phase. It was college, literally while I was making the movie. And that's when I watched Romeo and Juliet and just really nerded out on the whole Troma culture. But I feel I got into it a little bit later than everyone else.
Now, Travis, you have had a GoFundMe up that I saw the video for in 2017 for this movie. And in 2018, you ran for governor of Ohio. And it wasn't like a joke thing. It was like, I mean, you got 80,000 votes. You like probably had ads and did a whole run and all that. Did the Killer Raccoon movie and your run for governor overlap? Like, were you doing like press for your run for governor and like gluing little toy machine guns to put in the taxidermy raccoon guy's hands at the same time? Because the movies take a long time.
That is a very smart question, because no one else has really pieced those two things together. But you're absolutely right. For about a year of my life specifically, we shot the Killer Raccoons 2 at the end of 2017. And then the next year, 2018, I ran for governor of Ohio. And it literally was kind of what you're saying. I kind of compared myself. I was like a shittier Batman. You know, during the day, I was running for governor of Ohio. And at night, I was editing a Killer Raccoon movie. And that's literally how the schedule went. When I wasn't running for governor, I was editing the movie.
So by day you're doing debates and stuff, and by night you're editing this movie that people can watch right now on Amazon Prime.
Absolutely, yes. I would be doing a 6 a.m. radio call talking about the opioid crisis in Ohio, and then an 8 p.m. call with my visual effects guy saying, I need the raccoons to have more blood squirting out of their heads when they get shot.
For some reason, that makes the movie way better. I don't know. I think that should have been in the marketing. It like just so you know, the guy who made this movie was running for governor at the time. And not like
from
as a joke.
Former gubernatorial hopeful Travis Irvine comes. Killer Raccoons 2.
Yeah, well, Cincinnati Inquirer had a headline, and it was one of our more shared viral headlines. This gubernatorial candidate made a movie about killer raccoons. And, you know, that's your headline. But I'd say, honestly, given all the recent news with raccoons in the news, I think we're looking pretty smart. Our goofy comedy is starting to look more and more like a documentary, folks.
Was there a motive to making it Christmassy, Travis?
That was the Die Hard 2 element.
Oh, right.
Basically, I had written the first draft of Coons 2, which, of course, is what I originally called it until everyone convinced me to do the right thing, the smart thing. Some would say the business savvy thing, and call it Killer Raccoons. Basically, it was just Coons 2, Dark Territory in the Dark, and it was much closer to the Under Siege script. And then when we started to kind of branch it out to include all bad action sequels from the 90s, you know, a little bit of Speed 2, Die Hard 2 came up. Die Hard 2, Die Harder. Wow, what a flick. And that is very much a Christmas flick. And I fell in love with that one. And there are several, in addition to us adding the Christmas element to the movie, we have a lot of direct lines, literally line for line that Bruce Willis says in Die Hard 2 that we snuck in to Killer Raccoons 2. So it was a Die Hard 2 tribute, basically. And I will add, just for practical reasons, the train that we wanted to shoot on, they do – well, back before COVID times, they would do train rides all year. So, you know, we kind of had our pick of the litter once they were on board, pun intended – let us shoot our dumb movie there. You know, they have Easter trains. You know, I could have made an Easter movie. We could have made it a summer movie. But somehow or another, everything shook out and shaped up for a Christmas shoot. So they already had the train all decked out.
Oh, wow. So those were existing decorations?
Yeah, dude. And it's all in a little town called Nelsonville, Ohio. The Hocking Valley Scenic Railway. Those folks are the best. They were so supportive the whole time. They had us and all of our OU interns on their property in their I don't even know what you call it. The big train housing rooms. I mean, these things they're like warehouses, but it was like a natural movie studio. It was so crazy. They could pull in a train. They could park it. We could literally light and shoot everything indoors, and they were just nothing but the best. So for practical reasons, the Christmas train just ended up making more sense, and then Die Hard 2, from a creative angle, made it all work.
For the third movie, you just have to try to luck into like a bus station that's doing like a President's Day theme or something.
Yes, nothing but the holidays will only get shittier, and and the mode of transportation will only get smaller. Killer Raccoons 5 will just be on a scooter.
Celebrating Grandparents' Day.
Oh, Lord, I miss Grandparents' Day. All my grandparents are dead. Thanks for bringing it up, sir.
Oh, no.
Mine too. I think we can empathize.
Oh, good. All right. Travis and Travis. That's what we do.
Guys, I got one left. She's 92. She calls my parents a lot. Not to brag.
Well, you should show her Killer Raccoons too. Honestly, so far, 2 out of 2 grandmas like it.
Guys, the movie is called Killer Raccoons 2, Dark Christmas in the Dark. It's available now on Amazon Prime. Travis, is it the same?
I haven't heard. I've read it. I've read the title a bunch of times. I haven't been lucky enough to see the movie yet. I will. But hearing somebody say the title tagline out loud really made my evening.
Is it the same taxidermied raccoons from the first one, or did you get new ones?
Oh my goodness, no, sir. We do not have taxidermied raccoons. They are real dead frozen raccoons in both Coons, Night of the Bandits of the Night, available from Troma, and Killer Raccoons 2 Dark Christmas in the Dark. They are different. We didn't keep them frozen for 15 years, but I did get all the dead frozen raccoons from the same guy. Because taxidermy raccoons are $600 a pop. Dead frozen raccoons, that's $0.
Oh, nice. They just give those out?
Yeah, well, they're pests, at least in Ohio. So when they're captured, they're required to gas them, freeze them, and throw them away. So, yeah, you can get – that's literally how this all started. We didn't have – you know, we had $5,000 for the first movie. And I interviewed a raccoon expert, like you do when you're getting involved in the film world.
Oh, sure.
And he said that taxidermy raccoons were $600 a piece. And I was like, well, I can't do that. And he was like, but check this out. And he told me about how raccoons are notorious in the biology community for being able to play pranks. You can take a dead frozen raccoon corpse, again, very accessible from any pest control, and you can thaw it out. And then you can put it in a fun position and then refreeze it and it'll stay like that. And biology professors play pranks on each other all the time with dead frozen raccoons. And I come home, after this interview, and I'm like, I got to get dead frozen raccoons to make this movie. And my buddy's dad is a biology professor. And I remember drinking Bloody Marys and I say that out loud. And he puts in his Bloody Mary, licks his mustache there, and says, oh, you need dead frozen raccoons? How many do you need? I can get you as many as you want.
How many did you have on hand?
We had 7 for the first movie and 7 for the second movie. 7 was a good number of rotating raccoons. Again, in the first movie, they're not wearing any clothes, so we can rotate them pretty easily. In the second movie, they're all wearing elf outfits, so you can interchange them.
It's Christmas themed.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of nice because you don't actually need to have 20 different raccoons to have 20 raccoon henchmen, which is what I'm told is the raccoon body count. I have heard mixed numbers. I hear it's 20. Some people say 24. But either way, you know, it's very easy to interchange them when you got a rotating group of 7. I will say on the first movie, rookie mistake, we had a big mama raccoon character that, you know, they meet at the end of the movie and face off with. And so we got a 40-pound dead frozen raccoon from this guy back on the first movie.
That's a lot of
raccoon.
And
the thing was so heavy. We couldn't lift it. It took like 3 of us to like hold it up, you know, because the whole movie works like a messed up Muppet show where literally some poor PA or intern is dangling a dead frozen raccoon above their head. So we could only get a close-up of the big mama raccoon for the first movie. So we learned our lesson and avoided any raccoon over 20 pounds.
Smart.
Yeah, you live and learn, Travis.
That's right.
You know, as you keep making these movies, you learn more and more what you can get away with.
Hey, when life gives you dead frozen raccoons, you make Killer Raccoons 2 Dark Christmas in the Dark.
Travis, I feel like I could probably talk to you for a really long time. So when Killer Raccoons 3 comes out, we're going to have to do it again.
Trash Pandas 3, Moonbase on the Moon, spoof of Aliens 3, Star Trek 3, Search for Spock, and of course, Return of the Jedi. Stay tuned, folks. We got more to do.
Oh, that's Aliens 3 is my favorite Aliens, so perfect.
Beautiful. Yeah. Hey, I'm happy to come back anytime. We can do it every Christmas if you guys want.
Sounds good, man. Andy, if I asked you politely, would you begin to call me Cheesecake Mike?
Yes.
I actually have been doing it for a while now, and I was just waiting for the right time to tell you.
I always thought you were calling him Beefcake Mike.
Ooh. Oh, no, never that.
Mandy, I would like to always change my request. Could you instead call me Beefcake Mike? Because I think I like that better.
You know what? I'm going to do it. In the spirit of the season, I feel like my friend is asking me to call him Beefcake Mike, and I will just say yes and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I don't identify as just Mike anymore. I want to be Beefcake.
You're Beefcake Mike. It has a ring to it. Mike is kind of a beefcakey name, really.
Mandy, when you got the invite to Shotsmas, did you inquire about whether or not I was coming?
You know, I actually just assumed you were.
Yeah. I did too. But
I didn't even think to ask.
I didn't think that Rob and Dan and you and I mean I knew that he was going to invite Travis because Jim Chadman's in love with Travis.
Well, Travis, if we're being honest, Travis kind of owns Shotsmas. Ever since he fell in that snowbank, he's owned Shotsmas.
Yeah, they're trying to see how far they can push me every time I'm on, and I think that kind of blew my wad. I don't think there'll be any snowbank falling or falling out screen doors or anything like that going forward.
Did you take a hard look in the mirror after that, Travis?
No, I just feel like my tolerance is a lot higher, and I drink too often.
You practice.
Yeah, practice. Practice makes perfect. No more snowbanks for me.
You trained all year.
So you just sit down first before you go out there.
Exactly. I had got one of those chair lifts like from Gremlins that the old banker lady, she took up the stairs. And that's, you know, when I'm done, I'm downstairs. I'm done with Shotsmas. I crawl into the chair. It takes me upstairs. I stumble to my easy chair and just kind of ride out the rest of the night.
Mandy.
That's a good plan. You got to have a plan. That's what we know. That's what us drinkers got to know. You have to have a plan.
Mandy, many years ago, I think the first time that you were on the program, you came on as a contestant for a special game show. We used to play more. Now we really only save it for special occasions. Now, do you remember this, of course, I imagine. You were much younger then, Mandy. We all were.
How could I forget? Some things they really stay with, yeah.
The name of the game is What's in Drunk's Mouth. And the way the game is played.
It's been so long since I played this game, I'm doubting my abilities, but I think I'm betting like an 85% or something.
It's probably more than that, Drunk. You're very good at this game.
Yeah.
Now, Mandy, the way the game is played is I have three items in a very festive Christmas box. And I'm going to tell you what the three items are. I'll have to text them to you. So that Drunk can't hear me.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
And I'm going to blindfold Drunk, and then I'm going to put the items in his mouth. And you have to do as the contestant is you have to guess if Drunk will get the items or not. And then it's all in Drunk's hands.
Yes, absolutely.
So what I'm going to do, this game, of course, has a theme song. I need to play this.
Before we start, Mandy, cheesecake or cheesesteak?
I would go with a plain cheesecake, but I actually, no, I'm going cheesesteak. I'm a savory guy, not a sweet guy.
You like the beef and the cheese. Yeah.
I prefer a savory dish. If I have to choose.
I'm sorry, should we be using the pronouns he, him for you?
She did say that she was a savory guy.
I switch back and forth.
Okay, so tonight it's a he, him situation.
It's fluid. The situation's fluid.
And we all know gender is fluid.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially around the holidays. The gender barrier is very thin.
Yeah, with all that eggnog. Right.
Drunk, the items I would like to say have a theme. I'm not going to tell you what the theme is, though.
Yeah, they generally do.
Yeah.
Go ahead and put this on.
There's no time to waste. Drunk's heartbeat quickens.
Oh, wow.
Despite his gentle reputation,
my man bun.
He is also a hard man. Compassionate, loving, funny, strong, and handsome.
So let's put things in his mouth.
In the drunkard's mouth. Won't you tell me what is in his mouth? What's in the drunkard's mouth? Won't you tell me what is in his mouth?
Travis, I'm going to shock you right now, but chat is malfunctioning. So something's going on with chat. It's not working. I tried putting the items in chat. So the people listening live, sorry.
It's probably because you're not using Microsoft Edge.
I am using Microsoft Edge. I'm having a lot of problems. I don't know what the problems are. So the items do have a theme, Travis. I have sent the items to you and... Oh, see, chat's working for you. Travis, will you post the items in chat that I sent to you? No, those aren't the items. It's not a pork chop, applesauce, and boner, Travis. Put the real...
So, as per usual, I can keep any of the three items.
Drunk, you can keep any of these items, but only if you guess them correctly.
Well, that's the new stipulation.
Is it? Seems only fair,
it
right?
Is. I think before you were like, no, if it's been in his mouth, my God, be gone with it.
Well, I think mostly it's because Mike usually goes out and purchases these things, and he, if Drunk doesn't get it, he's happy to keep it.
Okay, Drunk, you can keep the items regardless. Okay. I've given it some thought. And,
well, and really, it's a safety issue. This is Rona times.
It is the time of Rona. I guess it's a bad time, really, to be playing this, isn't it, Mandy?
You know what? Actually, I was just thinking about this, and I hate to get all mushy, but this is really a celebration of happier times.
Is it?
You know, for one thing, Drunk is using his taste, his sense of taste. That's something you can't always do in the Rona times.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This and is a celebration of fluids.
And he's trusting
mouth?
That his friend is clean and is sticking his fingers in his mouth.
I ain't scared.
Right.
You ain't scared, Drunk?
Honestly, what could be more beautiful? You know, it's been a long time since we've had our hands in each other's mouths.
In the chat, they say he should wear a mask. Drunk is wearing a mask over his eyes. So,
safe.
And he can't wear a mask over his mouth because I'm putting things in it. I guess we could, like, maybe put a mask on you, Drunk, and, like, cut a hole in it.
Well, what good would that do?
It would.
Well, that's when they're most effective.
So, Mandy, you have seen the three
it's
items,
not supposed
correct?
To be forest.
Yeah, it's like when you poke holes in condoms. It's fine.
I mean, I got...
This is a calculated risk you're making.
I got a buff in my car if you want me to go get that real fast.
A buff?
Yeah, a buff.
What's a buff?
You know, like a shirt sleeve, basically. It's open on both ends. You stick it on your head.
A neck
gaiter?
You call it a gaiter. I call it a buff.
I think you're the only one who calls it. Why would you call it a buff?
That's what Survivor calls it. I don't know.
The television show Survivor?
Yeah.
Why do they call it a buff?
It's what they've called it for the last, I don't know, 14 years. However long that show's been on the air, 20 years.
Some of us aren't deep enough into the Survivorverse to understand that one.
Well, some of us can file spreadsheets. What can I say?
So, Mandy, have you seen the three items?
Excuse me. Sorry, Mike. Drunk is being a real butthole.
Was that a callback to you guys having a lot of fun the other night and me not being invited?
It was.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if we had a lot of fun. Some of us did, maybe.
I had some real good fun.
Some of us were intent on keeping track of things in a spreadsheet.
So when I was the moderator, I was able to keep track just fine.
Okay, so you put the... Who's had how many shots?
Going rogue, and he would just freaking take shots. You would say,
you would say, all right, these four people take a shot, and I'd actually take the shot, but you wouldn't actually, write my name on the thing.
Cause. And really, we should be doing a recap, because I was a part of this thing, too, and it is not listenable. There's no possible way that anybody is going to be able to get through whatever monstrosity happened
the other
night.
2.5-3 hours of,
just everybody talking over each other nonstop.
I feel like I dipped at just the right time.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, did you bail, Mandy?
I had an emergency. My daughter walked into my bedroom covered in blood.
Oh.
Ooh.
Is that made up because you weren't having fun?
It was a carry situation.
You can tell us,
it
Mandy.
It was a real carry.
I'll edit it out. You left because you weren't having fun, right? The blood thing is made up.
Absolutely.
Travis, remind me to edit that out so that they don't find out.
I have a bad feeling about this
because they'll be so
the part
bummed
about
out.
Drunk calling a gator a buff.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you know,
guys. We got to play the game. It's the last show of the year. There's three items we're going to put in Drunk's mouth. Mandy, you've seen the three items. Do you think Drunk's going to get these, or do you think that Drunk's going to fail?
And now, are we doing them one at a time? Do I have to guess individually? Am I?
Well, he has headphones
on,
so you can't say the things.
Yeah, I can take them off real fast.
Okay, Drunk has his headphones off. He cannot currently hear you.
Okay.
Do you think that he's going to get them?
I don't think he... Well, okay, I do have questions. Can I ask a question? Are we sure that Drunk can't hear?
Drunk cannot hear you.
Item number one. Okay. How specific do we have to be? It has to be the packet of... The contents has to be said.
He will get all three of these guaranteed.
Not the first one.
Yep.
Not the first one. How are you supposed to know which type of packet?
There is only one packet that says as loosely liquid... Everything else is usually more compact.
Do you think he has to be
shape
specific?
It a little
more. You could get a taco sauce in there.
No, that's shapeable. That's like ketchup.
Well,
like
here's the thing.
I've run into some thin ones before.
There is definitely a theme.
I bet you have.
So maybe in the interest of fairness, that item should not go first. Fair?
Do them in order of what it says in the chat.
Of what you put in the chat.
Well, all I saw was Mike's because I'm on my phone, so I can't see.
Okay.
Travis, did you put in the same order I did?
I will say item number one, I am saying no. Okay. Item number two, yes. And item number three, no. No, wait. Item number three, yes. Item number three, yes. There's pretty mistake.
She said 2 out of 3.
So 2 out of 3 would be a win, right?
That is a win.
Right. I think so.
So, Drunk, you can put your headphones back on. Guys, Drunk's headphones are going back on. Drunk, Mandy thinks you're going to get 2 out of 3 items.
Okay. Which number does she think I'm going to get wrong?
She thinks you're going to get number one wrong.
Okay.
I'm confident you will get all three.
So Travis thinks you're going to get all three, Drunk. I guess I'm going to go mobile, guys. I'm going to take the microphone over to Drunk so that I can put the item in his mouth. Drunk, are you ready for your first item?
Yeah.
Okay. Travis, I'm putting it in his mouth. All right. What do you think, Drunk?
That would be... A sauce packet.
Okay. I mean, he is right, Travis.
Ask him what type.
Well, we were told he had to specifically name the sauce inside.
Okay.
Let's get specific.
You mean to take it?
Yep.
Okay, I'm taking it.
I will say...
Please sanitize. Sanitize, Mike.
Soy sauce packet.
Yeah!
Damn it.
How would he have known the sauce, Travis? How would he have known that?
Do it. Because there's only one sauce in a packet like that. I'm telling you.
There's lots of sauces in packets like that. That could have been a Taco Bell sauce.
Sour sauce that's very runny.
No, not with that consistency. It's so watery.
Drunk, explain your process. You just guessed?
I eat a lot of Chinese food.
He eats a lot of Chinese food, Travis. That was his answer.
Told you.
I feel like I need to do some background research on Drunk before we play this game next time. What does he eat? What does he not eat?
Does he enjoy long walks on the beach?
Okay, guys, we're going in order. So the second item I am now going to put in Drunk's mouth. Drunk, are you ready?
Yeah. I got it. Chopsticks.
Boom.
I mean, he barely had it in his mouth. Travis, he barely
didn't
had
it.
I put
that's
it in
really
the packet.
Substantial.
Didn't eat it. He's a professional.
I mean, this isn't even like
that's
a good bit anymore, Travis, because
item,
he just fucking murders it every time.
That's why we don't do it very often.
There's not even any suspense to it. Like,
well,
he's going to get
you
them.
Doubting it,
never
you can't
mind.
Doubt it.
Mike, next time I'd really like to work with you on this because I feel like I know some items that could really stump him.
Dude.
I'd like to collaborate.
Like a mousetrap or some arsenic.
No.
It
took me a minute to find it, Drunk. I'm sorry. I wasn't quick on the button. I've gone mobile.
I understand.
Okay. We'll go ahead and do the third item, Mandy. He's 2 for 2. Drunk, here it comes, buddy.
Fortune cookie.
Yeah. See, I knew he would get this the last two, but I think getting the first one was really like, if he gets that, then we're done here.
Mandy, he got sauce packet, and we asked him to be more specific, and then he named the sauce in the packet.
Well, what do you mean? How more specific can I get? What did you think I was going to say?
No, I'm saying
you did it.
You're amazing.
You could have said taco sauce. You could have said sweet and sour sauce. You could have said there's a lot of sauces.
No.
Exactly. No is right. Drunk. I never had a doubt in my mind that you'd get all three of these.
A taco packet has less air in it.
And it has little ridged edges, right?
Right.
I think it does, yeah.
It's true, but I felt like there was enough runny items that go in sauce packets. What about an Arby's horsey sauce?
Arby's sauce is also formable.
It's pretty thin, though.
Now, Travis,
all of these things are just like ketchup, where if you push on one side,
they go to the other
and stay there.
Travis, if I just go to like 20 fast food restaurants in the next couple of weeks,
I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yes,
and just
absolutely.
Get all these different sauces. Do you think that we could play the game and just see if Drunk can tell what the sauce is?
That would have to be not part of like.
No, I'd like to be.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, we wouldn't want to mess with your record. Maybe
that would have to be off the record.
Maybe even dump all the sauces in little bowls. And let him taste the sauce.
I might be able to do that pretty good.
And see if he can not only tell what sauce it is, but what restaurant it came from.
If his mouth can figure out what the sauce is, when the sauce is inside the packet, now that's the true test.
That's amazing.
That's the test. It would be incredible.
But I feel like really the soy sauce.
This would be the most challenging
episode. It was a combination
of
the amount of air in the bag, in the packet.
And the fluidity
of the sauce, absolutely.
I feel like this. I feel like Mike's idea is really good, though, the taste test, because we could turn this into Drunk's favorite sauce packet, much like we did with Drunk's favorite cola.
Well, I was going to ask you that. So we did Drunk's favorite cola like a year ago, right?
Yeah.
When can we do Drunk's favorite cherry cola?
Ooh, we should do lemon lime first because it's more different.
Drunk's favorite lemon lime? That's not bad.
I'm not a big fan of lemon lime, but I'll do it.
You don't have to be a fan. It'll be your favorite of the bunch.
Travis, was the King of Cola's bit beloved? That we would need to revisit it?
it needs a follow up.
I got a 3 liter of Stars. An almost 3 liter of Stars and Stripes out of it this year.
Drunk got to drink rum and colas for like a month and a half.
Mandy.
Yes.
Thanks for playing and doubting me on.
Well, I mean, she didn't doubt you. She guessed that you'd win, and she was right.
I did. That's right. I was technically right.
She just thought that soy sauce is an impossible thing to guess, and you proved her wrong.
I thought that inside
the pack, it would be harder to figure out. But then again, I mean, I live in rural Wyoming. There's not a lot of sauces. So in my mind, I was like, oh, there's probably a million sauces out there in the big wide world. Who knows what kind of runny sauces they got out there? That was where my mind went. There's probably 100 runny sauces.
I never experienced all the sauces.
Well, I mean, you're right. It could have been teriyaki because teriyaki has very similar consistency.
Oh,
Do you have a Chinese food restaurant by you? Like, can you go get
not
Chinese?
A fast yeah, food
it's,
one,
it's called
no.
it's called Big Jim's Chinese food.
It's called
it's Billy Bob's Chinese. Thank
Phillip
you so
66.
Much. We have like a blanket Asian restaurant, and it's just called Asian Cuisine.
Oh, and they got all of them.
They've got it's an umbrella. It covers a lot.
Do they have a coalition of all the different?
They got a Travel America.
There's Chinese. There's Laotian.
But I mean, the people
and then there's
working
just random there. Stuff like steak sushi, which is weird.
And chicken wings.
What is the ethnicity of the people working in the establishment?
Mexican.
They are Laotian.
Drunk. Me and you, same time, buddy.
No, the gentleman that owns it is Laotian.
Drunk, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you have what you would say is like a pick of the week, Drunk? Something with the people to know about?
Yeah. Drunk's pick of the week is Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
That's pretty lame. Travis, pick of the week? Travis, something you want the people to know about?
Yeah, baby. Travis has got a new obsession, and I'm almost done with it already. Just started watching it this weekend. Just about tapped out on it, but new episodes coming in February. Jon Favreau's The Chef Show on Netflix.
That's a show now?
It is so cool, where he is going with the guy who essentially trained him in cooking for the chef movie, and they're just bopping around making shit, meeting cooks. They had an episode with Wolfgang Puck that was particularly hilarious. But yeah, they're going around traveling, teaching people about food. He's obsessed with bread making, so that's fucking fascinating. I didn't think I'd be extremely fascinated by somebody making like sourdough bread, but this show is great. There are, I believe it's like a 3 volumes or 4 volumes on there, but it's like 5 or 6 episodes a pop.
Are you gonna start
There's only like
bread?
20 some episodes. What's that?
Are you going to start making bread?
Yeah, I think I am actually. I'm going to start making tortillas. I'm going to start making bread. I've already made pizza dough. I realize now after watching this show that I've done it all wrong. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff I'm seeing in this show that I absolutely am going to try my hand at making. It is, like I said,
do they show you how to make bread with beer?
They show you to make all sorts of bread. They were focusing on sourdough. They just hung out with a pizzaiola who makes his own like ciabatta bread, where they made like this amazing looking meatball sub on this thing. They're like frying. They all got, it's like a pizza, like a brick oven that they're cooking all this shit. This show is great. Watch The Chef Show on Netflix. I am obsessed with it.
You've piqued my interest.
Well, Travis, I guess I'll cheat. My pick of the week this week is Travis Irvine's Killer Raccoons 2 Dark Christmas in the Dark. Travis, I watched it yesterday. It's a good time, Travis. It's really a goof. The protagonist at one point, Travis, and you'll hear it in the break. If you were here for the break, you would have heard it. I don't know if you went and refilled or not, but it was in the trailer. The man before stepping on a train says, "I think I might have bit off more than I could chew." And
amazing.
Trevor, that's what? The whole movie. The whole movie is it's dead frozen raccoons running around with little machine guns and hijacking trains.
Sounds Trevor. Delightful.
It's Jump great. On Amazon Prime immediately and watch this motion picture. I know that I will.
Mandy.
Sounds delightful.
Mandy, do you by chance have like a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about, Mandy? Something you've been watching? Something you've been listening to?
I have a thing and I have a show. I feel like this is like an unsung hero of the bathtub. And I know, Mike, I know how you feel about baths.
I love baths.
Your bath guy.
Is that the removable shower head?
You put that on your lady shower, bits, Mandy?
There's a huge difference between a shower and a bath. That's a stand-up activity. This is a lay-down activity.
All right.
So
bath time with Mandy, drunk.
Mike, what I would like to do for my pick of the week is tell you how to perfect your bath.
Okay.
Because I have solved the issue.
Marijuana bath bomb?
Right, absolutely. So the first thing you're going to want to do is get you one of those nice scented Epsom salts. You need the Epsom salt. It soothes your sore muscles because it's got magnesium.
Is that Dr. Teals?
Dr. Teals is good, but you know what's even better? The pink kind from Target, the Up and Up brand.
Some Up and Up Epsom salt? The pink stuff?
Yes.
Those lamps?
It's like $3 a bag.
Is it Himalayan?
Himalayan, that's what it is. Himalayan
salt. No, yeah, the Himalayan kind is good. Pretty much any of the Dr. Teals smell good. I will say I like an ashwagandha. I like a pink Himalayan. Those are my two favorites.
Okay.
There is like a CBD one, but it's not as good.
What if you just fucking go crazy? Mandy, I'm a big shot. What if I get both and then like pour them both? Or will they counteract?
No, you've got to do the individual to enjoy each individual properties.
It's just too much. Okay.
You know what I mean?
I got you.
It's too much.
So Mandy likes the Hotel Rwanda one. So get that one.
Okay.
Right. Absolutely. So you sprinkle the 2 cups of that in there first.
2 cups?
Then 2 full cups, because you have to. That's how much magnesium your body needs.
Oh, I usually
two
just go
cups
with like
of
a
Hotel Rwanda, like one blood diamond,
couple of handfuls.
Shave a blood diamond in.
Okay.
Then you put the good bubble bath. You cannot go cheap on bubble bath, or it makes you itchy.
Oh, get the Coney 2020 brand.
The Dr. Teals.
I get the grape flavored stuff at the dollar store. Tree.
You know
they
what
have
I would
grape.
Do? I would go
bubble bath.
Pink Himalayan salts, pink Himalayan bubble
treat
bath.
Yourself. Don't go Dollar Tree. Treat yourself. No.
But
you're
like
almost a 40-year-old man.
Tub, Travis.
Right, let's up our game.
What
like I said, I know Mike
Johnson
needs,
and Johnson.
Mike, this is something Mike needs. This is important.
Can you get it on Amazon? Because I don't even know where you get like fancy bubble baths.
Target.
No, just get the Dr. Teals, Mike. The Dr. Teals is perfect.
Fucking okay. Amazon, motherfucker. Where do you get anything?
Okay.
You can get it at Walmart or Target. So you get the Dr. Teal, the matching Epsom salt and Dr. Teal's bubble bath.
You guys have Walmarts and Targets in Wyoming?
You get the Dr. Teal's bath oil. You sprinkle a little bit of that on the top, the surface of the bath so that your skin doesn't get dried out.
How big is your tub?
While you're in there.
Jesus.
It's huge. It's huge. Drunk, I would just like to say, these things are all liquid. They don't take up a lot of room. Like the bubbles,
you dump them in the water. There's a bunch of water, and you dump some in there.
Right.
Do you got the jets in on your tub?
No, and I think the jets are a little overkill, to be honest.
Okay.
That's because you don't have them.
Yeah, that's probably true. I don't have
them. I used to think heated seats were stupid as shit till I got them in my vehicle, and I was like, oh, no, these are great.
Not overrated. Yeah. So those are your things. And then Mike. Okay.
Oh, God,
so you've
more?
Got your Epsom salt.
Okay.
You've got your bubble bath. You've got your bath oil.
I'm closing my eyes, Mandy. I'm picturing myself there, and I'm telling you, it's fucking relaxing.
So it's going to be so good.
Except for
then
the
you get the Woodwick
back.
Ellipse candle, Mike.
A what?
This is the most important part.
Woodwick
it's called an ellipse candle.
Ellipse?
It looks like an eyeball.
Okay.
Okay. It's a flat candle, and then you light it. It's like a little tiny fireplace right
there.
This
doesn't smell like a hippie, does it?
You can get whatever scent you want.
Straight
like
it comes in different scents.
I recommend Coastal Sunset.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
I'm writing this down. Coastal Sunset Ellipse.
a woodwick candle. It has to be the woodwick, because what a woodwick does, it's got the wooden wick,
so
and it crackles
is woodwick
like a fireplace.
Like a brand like
I feel like that would freak me out, Yankee Mandy. I would think that it was gonna like, spurt some sparks off and set my bathroom
now,
on
do
fire.
You, do
it
you,
just
do,
makes a lovely little crackling noise.
I get worked up about bath bombs too, because they're too aggressive. Like when
Mandy,
you put them in the water,
do you have a specific
they start
Pornhub video that Mike should be watching during this bath?
Actually, I don't watch Pornhub. I really hate to say it. I feel embarrassed saying it. I don't watch Pornhub.
Okay, because Mike is going to be watching a video in this bathtub, and
okay, I feel like maybe that's where Travis jumps in.
What about and a
Travis is getting in my bath?
Like we could. Oh. Yeah, see, don't you feel like the bath is not a place for boners? Because you're supposed to be relaxing the muscles.
Well, according to Skinamax, says that the only thing you should be doing in a bathtub with a bunch of bubbles is having, you know, relations.
Right. Well, I personally, this is me. I'm not imposing my views on everyone. I feel your muscles should be relaxed in the tub. If you want to get one particular muscle unrelaxed, well, that's your business.
So how long do you stay in the tub for? Till the water gets cold?
Oh, I'm going 30 minutes.
Until you're
oh,
done.
At least until one of our kids walks in full of blood.
Right, absolutely. And which, actually, you never know. It could happen at any moment.
And what was the show that you wanted to promote here, Mandy?
Oh, a TV show, a Christmas TV show that I don't, or like a Christmas movie. I don't know if I've not heard a lot of people talking about it. It's called Anna and the Apocalypse, and it's on Hulu, and it might be other places.
Oh, it's a musical.
It's
isn't
a, it? Yeah, it's a Christmas zombie musical.
That sounds pretty fun.
Yeah.
I just farted.
It's pretty fun. It's fun. Not that's a perfect movie, but it's a kind of a different Christmas movie. So those are my picks.
Travis
of the week.
We did
the
it.
Picks.
Travis.
So it's our going away Christmas episode.
It is.
And I know for a fact.
Well, I mean, we're not going away. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, going away into Christmas.
Yeah.
And since this is our last show before Christmas, our ending music, you got us queued up some hot chocolate, right?
We already played hot chocolate.
When?
Like 2 weeks ago.
So, well,
But
it's our, we're going into Christmas.
Drunk. I'll fucking do you one better, bud.
Perfect. Yeah!
Guys, Merry Christmas. Be nice to your brothers and sisters. Eat some pie. Be merry. We'll see you next year. Thanks, Mandy. Thanks.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Merry Christmas. It's just a Christmas. I just want to go and play with all my friends today.
Drunk, I wonder if you got like a really good fortune in there. Maybe you should check out your fortune.
Yeah, let's check that out.
Ooh, you got your lottery numbers in there, probably.
Yeah.
Shit. I should probably play those. Usually I play them with Keno, but I can't go to the fucking bar.
Maybe this will be like a testament to how 2021 will be for us, Drunk.
A big fucking win.
You think 2021's the year we finally win, Travis?
This is the year we... 2021, the year we finally win.
It's not really a fortune.
What is it?
It says,
a smart man's brains are big and strong.
A small gift can bring joy to the whole family.
Oh.
There's numbers on here. I'm wrong.
What Chinese word does it try to teach you?
August.
And that is?
Bai Yu.
Bai Yu.
B-A with a comma over it. Y-U-E with a comma over it.
Travis, August, it'll be the month that we win.
Yep, Bai Yu.
Thank you for for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 Central on strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. You can also follow Matt at The Lotus Cast, Travis at Produce Travis, or Drunk at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. You can email any of us, Mike, Travis, Matt, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. You can give us a call when we're live or when we're not. The number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thanks again. Goodbye. Oh, yes.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Ramadan come.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.